Penguin Random House Audio presents Chaos in Kabul, a Malko Linger novel by Gerard de Villiers, translated from the French by William Rodemore, read for you by Nicholas Guy Smith. Part 1. Chapter 1. Doha, Qatar. January 2013. The sun was just rising when the Qatar Airways flight from Islamabad landed at the Doha airport. It was 6:03 a.m. The plane had taken off from Pakistan a little more than 3.5 hours earlier. There were now 4 flights a week on a brand new Airbus between the capitals of Pakistan and Qatar. This was a big improvement over Pakistan International Airlines' old puddle jumpers and their haphazard schedules. As a result, the plane was full of Pakistanis, rich businessmen and poor job seekers. The Qatari rarely travel to Pakistan. With only 250,000 native-born citizens, Qatar focused on exploiting its gas reserves and the 1.5 million Pakistanis, Indians, Filipinos and Bengalis who did the work that kept the country running. One of the first passengers to reach the immigration counter was a young man with a neatly trimmed beard, wearing an ill-fitting suit, no tie, and a brown coat. He was tall and thin, with a shock of black hair, a prominent nose, high cheekbones, and a sharp, heavy-lidded gaze. The Pakistani passport he handed the Qatari immigration officer was in the name of Gulbuddin Askari, businessman from Quetta in Baluchistan.
"Where are you staying, sir?" asked the officer.
"At the Four Seasons."